we've had a city shut down as geoengineering experiment. And this is good news. We just found out that a large study of universal basic income was shut down, failing significantly. They found that people just kicked back and took the free money. Who would have thought that would be the outcome? Well, everybody that hasn't gone to some liberal university, and you know, perhaps even the people who are the technocrats pushing this UBI stuff, you know, people like Elon Musk.
What to do about mass unemployment? This is going to be a massive social challenge. And I think ultimately we will have to have some kind of universal basic income. I don't think we're going to have a choice.
Universal basic income.
Universal basic income. I think it's going to be necessary.
So
no, it's not.
Mean that unemployed people will be paid across the globe.
Yeah.
Because there is no job. Machine, robot is taking over.
There will be fewer and fewer jobs that a robot cannot do better.
Okay.
Yeah, you see, when we look at this kind of stuff, as I said, you know, the technocrats are, you know, they're not fish or fowl. There's something weird, different. They're robot, you know. But it's inevitable, he says. It's inevitable. And that's why a lot of people think that they're Marxists. They're not really Marxists. You know, there is kind of a neo-Marxism that runs through their philosophy. But, you know, they look at government in terms of we're going to enforce this on people through our superior arms and technology type of stuff. So UBI is going to be inevitable because they're going to make you obsolete with their robots and other things like that. It's not inevitable at all. We don't have to live that way. He doesn't get a chance. I don't care if he's the richest man that's ever lived. He's not going to dictate terms to me, and don't let him dictate terms to you. And so what happened? Why did this city shut down their geoengineering experiment? This is from Futurism, and they like that. They are all in on this climate stuff. And, of course, that's where he made so much of his money. And he's now offending these people by doing conservative politics or backing some. And, again, it's, you know, he's playing the long game for transhumanism. One California town, local officials shut down the U.S.'s first so-called cloud brightening experiment, even after an investigation found it's safe. Right. The New York Times said the city council in Alameda, California, voted to end its pioneering marine geoengineering experiments that involved spraying tiny particles of sea salt off the deck of a decommissioned aircraft carrier in hopes of one day making clouds brighter and capable of reflecting sunlight away from our planet. Well, they don't know how to do this stuff. They don't know what the effects are going to be. But who are they to get to set the thermostat, right? Again, who gets to set the thermostat? I covered this many, many years ago, and it was a geoengineering conference. They have them annually, multiple geoengineering conferences every year. You know, that's not a theory. They were already doing it. Their big discussion, the year I covered it, it was about 7 or 8 years ago, was who gets to set the thermostat? Just like you have the situation at home. You know, your wife wants it warmer, you want it cooler. Soon after the reporting and after Tennessee banned similar experiments under the misguided notion that they constituted chemtrails. What the Tennessee bill said that Futurism doesn't want you to see, said, show us what you're spraying in the atmosphere. You don't get to spray stuff out here in the atmosphere without telling us what it is. And now they've passed that, and when I talked to Senator Nicely, and somebody had a question about it as well, what is the enforcement mechanism for it? So that may still need to have some work. I mean, you can sue them or whatever, but at least there's a law there that prohibits it. I don't know exactly how this is enforced. They haven't worked that part of it out yet, but they made the first moves, and they took a lot of criticism for it say, you're going to have to show us what is in that. Anyway, so city officials ordered the trial to halt, claiming that the researchers hadn't been transparent about what they're doing. The council commissioned an environmental assessment to determine whether or not spraying salt in the sky could be harmful or not to natural or human health. That's what they say they're spraying. See, that's another part of it. Two things here. Nobody trusts the government anymore. They think that we don't know, as Oliver Anthony said. You know, you're doing this stuff, you think we don't know, but we do know. We do know that you're lying to us as well. And so we've gone through this pandemic, MacGuffin, all the rest of this stuff. We know that you lied to us about very serious things. about what was in the vaccine, the rest of the stuff. You had your media people telling us it was sugar water. That's all right. Just take the mercury. Hey, go ahead and inject the mercury and the other stuff. It's fine. So they had a long meeting, and residents and council members voiced concerns about whether or not the geoengineering trial was truly harmless. And the governing body voted unanimously to shut down the experiment. See, you can stop things at the local level. So two things from this: local power and don't trust government. Which brings us to this. Look at this.
What you're seeing
this is
a model, specifically a carbon dioxide moving through the atmosphere.
They're blowing smoke.
By wind patterns and circulation.
This is NASA did this.
Billions of data points informed.
This is absolute nonsense. This is to scare people to death. All of these wisping clouds that you see circling there over the United States, of course, because we're the source of everything. And we got to be shut down.
Really makes you think if NASA is nothing but a propaganda arm now.
Oh, yeah.
What were they before?
They were a propaganda arm that was aimed at Russia to tell them, hey, you better back off. We've got technology that's so good, we went to the moon and back. So back off. Kind of the reverse thing. Well, if they can put a man on the moon, why can't they do this? Well, their idea was, well, we put a man on the moon so we can do whatever we want. You better back off, Russia. Yeah, and so now they're doing these propaganda models with CO2. It's ridiculous. Where do they come up with this? And here's the thing. They've been using computer models to lie us into this climate change stuff for the longest time. And it's computer fiction. I wanted to show that to you because this is the next level of lies and propaganda where they are going to scare you to death with this kind of stuff and tell you it's all based on, you know, science. Well, here's the deal. As we know, CO2 is only 0.4% of the atmosphere. You'd never think that to look at this picture of the United States with smoke all over it, you know, swirling around. It's only 0.04% of the atmosphere. And only 3% of that is man-made. So I'm calling complete BS on this stuff. It's just a video to scare people. As a matter of fact, if you want to know what's really going on, why we're having a hot summer, it's because, as I said before, we had a subterranean volcano that put the biggest, if they want to call these things greenhouse gases, they admit the biggest greenhouse gas is water vapor. Well, guess what? We had an underwater volcano that increased the amount of water vapor by 10%. Not 3% of 0.04%. 10% of the total of the biggest thing that is out there. And when you put that water vapor up, guess what? It does change things. So they don't need to start spraying seawater off of a decommissioned aircraft carrier. God already did that for them with an undersea volcano. Now, if you put up with a land volcano, you put up a lot of ash, that actually cools things off. But the seawater being put up in that kind of quantity has actually made things hotter.
Of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets have published things that simply aren't true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think. And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Break free from the usual script with a David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.